47. Deva Dvisham Nigama Vartmani Nishtitanam Purubhi Mayena Vihitabhi Adrishyaturbhi Lokan Gnatam Mati Vimoham Atipralobham Vesham Vidhaya Bahubhashyate Aupadharmyam Devadvisham Nigama Vartmane Nishthitanam Purbhir Mayena Vihitabhir Adrishyaturbhi Lokan Ghnatam Mati Vimoham Ati Pralobham Vesham Vidhaya Bahubhashyata Aupadharmyam Devadvisham Nigama Vartmani Nishthitanam Purbhir Mayena Vihitabhir Adrishyaturbhi Lokan Gnatam Mati Vimoham Ati Pralobham Vesham Vidhaya Bahubhashyata Aupadharmyam Devadvisham Nigama Vartmane Nishthitanam Purbhir Mayena Vihitabhir Adrishyaturbhi Lokan Gnatam Mati Vimoham Ati Pralobham Vesham Vidhaya Bahubhashyata Aupadharmyam Matajis.
Thank you.
Devadrisham, of those who were envious of the devotees of the Lord. Nigama, the Vedas, Vartmani, on the path of Nishthitanam, of the well-situated, Purbhi, by rockets, Mayena, made by the great scientist Maya, Vihitabhi, made by Adrishyaturbhi, unseen in the sky, Lokan, the different planets, Gnatam, of the killers, Mati Vimoham, bewilderment of the mind, Ati Pralobham, very attractive, Vesham, dress, Vidhaya, having done so, Bahubhashyate, will talk very much, Aupadharmyam, sub-religious principles. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When the atheists, after being well-versed in the Vedic scientific knowledge, annihilate inhabitants of different planets, flying unseen in the sky, on well-built rockets prepared by the great scientist Maya, the Lord will bewilder their minds by dressing Himself attractively as Buddha and will preach on sub-religious principles. Purport. This incarnation of Lord Buddha is not the same Buddha incarnation we have in the present history of mankind. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the Buddha incarnation mentioned in this verse appeared in a different Kali age. In the duration of life of one Manu, there are more than 72 Kali Yugas, and in one of them, the particular type of Buddha mentioned here would appear. Lord Buddha incarnates at a time when the people are most materialistic and preaches common sense religious principles. Such ahimsa is not a religious principle itself, but it is an important quality for persons who are actually religious. It is a common sense religion because one is advised to do no harm to any other animal or living being, because such harmful actions are equally harmful to he who does the harm. But before learning these principles of non-violence, one has to learn two other principles, namely to be humble and to be prideless. Unless one is humble and prideless, one cannot be harmless and non-violent. And after being non-violent, one has to learn tolerance and simplicity of living. One must offer respects to the great religious preachers and spiritual leaders, and also train the senses for controlled action, learning to be unattached to family and home, and enacting devotional service to the Lord. At the ultimate stage, one has to accept the Lord and become His devotee. Otherwise, there is no religion. In religious principles, there must be God in the center. Otherwise, simple moral instructions are merely sub-religious principles generally known as upadharma or nearness to religious principles. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in this section is describing about the various incarnations and the principle of what is true religious principles. Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhokshaje Ahoituki Apratihata Yatma Suprasidati. Pure devotional service is that which is performed at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, uninterrupted and causeless. And so, in the principles of Ramayana, we find Ram, Lakshman and his brothers demonstrating the principles which manifest as a result of practice of devotional service by the devotees. Lord Ram represents integrity, as described in the third canto by Mother Devahuti. Nehayat karma dharmaya na biragaya kalpate na tirthapada sevaya jivan api mritopisa. If one's karma does not lead to dharma, and one's dharma does not lead to vairagya, and one's vairagya does not lead to bhakti, then all the efforts are of no use. And therefore, Lord Ram represents integrity, and this integrity is alignment between body, actions, mind, thoughts, words, one's speech. Kim dussuhannuk sadhunam vidusham kim apekshitam kim akaryam kadaryanam dustyajam kim dhritatmanam. When Vasudev experiences the loss of his sons, to describe the equanimity of Vasudev, this particular verse is spoken by Srila Shukadev Goswami. Kim dussuhan nu sadhunam, what can great souls not tolerate? Vidusham kim apekshitam, what are the great souls not dependent upon? Kim akaryam kadaryanam, and what can cruel demons like Kamsa not do? Therefore, the symptom of devotional service, the symptom of the powerful influence of transformation, is a person who is actually deeply connected to Krishna, is dependent, detached and tolerant. And therefore, in the pastime of Bali Maharaj, it is described, Pumsam shlaghyatamam manye dandam arhattamarpitam yamna mata pita brata suhrdascha dishantihi. Bali Maharaj is saying, oh my dear Lord Vamandev, you have subjected me to such intense punishment. I believe that in history, hardly anyone has been subjected to this degree of punishment. Pumsam shlaghyatamam manye dandam arhattam arpitam. That dandam arpitam, whatever punishment you have meted out to me, I consider this punishment first praiseworthy and second worshipable. And therefore, my dear Lord, you are the supreme personality of punishment. And your punishment is all powerful and all purifying. So the Srimad Bhagavatam, through Lord Vamandev is giving us a proposal. If we are embarking on the path of pure devotional service, then we have a choice. What is that choice? Anyabhilashita Shunyam. We make a commitment to overcome all other desires. So the question arises, if Krishna is offering something, and that various gods and all other, you know, situations, Krishna himself is also offering something else, which of the two will you accept? So if the materialistic energies are offering you reward, and if Krishna himself may also be offering you reward, so will you accept material benefits from this world or accept Krishna's punishment? So if Krishna has punishment in one hand and he is giving, and then there is benefits coming from another source, so will you accept the benefits coming from other source or the punishment coming from Krishna? There is silence. Because it is very, very difficult. So therefore, Bali Maharaj is saying, my dear Lord, the punishment which you are giving me is extremely difficult. But that punishment is purifying. And therefore, the punishment given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is accepted by the devotee as the Lord's grace, mercy, prasad. And to demonstrate this, Lord Ram goes to the forest. As all of us know, that when Lord Ram is hardly 12 years old, Vishwamitra Muni comes and approaches Dasharath Maharaj. And Dasharath Maharaj says, whatever you ask, I will give. So one should not make promise before thinking. So Dasharath Maharaj thought what he will ask. He will ask some, you know, part of the kingdom, some wealth or this or that, I'll give. Vishwamitra Muni says, many demons are attacking and only your son can protect us. And therefore, I want your son, Ram. Dasharath Maharaj is not prepared for this. And he says, my son, Rama, is Ramo Rajiva Lochana. He has lotus-like eyes. What does it mean? The lotus closes its petals during sunset. As soon as the sun sets, the lotus closes. So Dasharath wants to say, my son sleeps early. By the time it is 6 or 6:30 or 7 in the evening, Ram's eyes are already closed, which means he has no experience of remaining awake, alert and active at night. And that's the time for the demoniac. So the demons become active post 9 p.m. And they are attacking in the forest at night. I'm talking of the forest. That's the culture in Lanka also. And therefore Ramayana calls the residents of Lanka as Nishachara. And when this is heard by Vishwamitra, he also says, your son Rama is Rajiva Lochana, which means he is like the lotus, which when the sun rises in the morning, opens its petals. So he is powerful and strong like the sun. I understand what is the power of Ram. He is not just your son. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can destroy all kinds of opposition. All the demigods come and offer their helmets unto him. That's what Uddhava also says. Daseshu ananya sharaneshu idatma satam yo roche yat samrgai swayam ishwaranam. Shrimat Kirita Tatapid at the Pada Pita. The demigods come and offer their helmets at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. Therefore, what is the problem? Dasharat Maharaj says, why are you insisting on my son Ram? He's only 12 years old, and in fact, he has just started his training under Vasishtha Rishi. The training is not yet over. He's still under training. He's not a full graduate. You can't just take him when he's so young and unfinished in his training. You take me, I have 60,000 years of experience. That is the amount of time he spent leading Ayodhya. An entire kingdom which was never conquered. And he says, take me along with all of my weapons and all of my army. What else do you want? Vishwamitra Muni looks at Dasharat Maharaj and says, you just do not understand the power of your son Ram. You still have doubts in my statement. But if you want clarification, ask my friend Vasishtha Rishi. Vasishtopi Mahateja. Even Vasishtha will agree that Ram will be perfectly suited for this service and he must come with me. And why does he refer to Vasishtha? Because Vishwamitra and Vasishtha are always fighting. They hardly ever agree. But he says, when it comes to accepting the power of Ram, even my dear friend Vasishtha will agree. And Dasharat Maharaj looks at Vasishtha. And Vasishtha is nodding his head. And he's saying, yes, what he's saying is right. Still, Dasharat Maharaj does not agree and does not accept. And Dasharat Maharaj still argues. Then finally Vishwamitra says, my dear Dasharat Maharaj, be happy with your family and your dynasty and your kingdom. May you remain happy and healthy. When he says that, Dasharat Maharaj is relieved. Vasishtha Rishi jumps in his seat and tells Dasharat Maharaj, this blessing has double meaning. Don't accept it as it is. He is speaking to control his anger because his yajna is on, and in the middle of the yajna, he is not allowed to express his anger. So in order to control his anger, he is saying, be happy, but I can see the volcano inside. And that volcano will burn your entire dynasty. Better allow Ram to go. Nothing will happen. So Dasharat Maharaj allows Lord Ram to go along with Vishwamitra Muni. And after killing so many demons, finally they come to the kingdom of Mithila. So this is very interesting because Vishwamitra Muni brings Ram and Lakshman in front of Maharaj Janak, and Maharaj Janak is in great anxiety about the marriage of his daughter Sita, and they have created an entire, you know, minimum condition how Sita can get married. Only if someone comes and strings this huge bow, which is known as Mahesh Chapa or Shiva Dhanush, Sita can get married. So, the story of this Shiva Dhanush is, it came from Lord Shiva in the dynasty of Maharaj Janak, and it was so powerful, so strong that 5,000 Kshatriyas had to lift it simultaneously, and after they lifted it and walked 4 steps, they would have to keep that bow down and breathe for half an hour. And after resting for half an hour, then they could lift that bow again. That is how strong that Mahesh Chap or Shiva Dhanush was. One day Sita and her friends were playing, and Sita's friends pointed to the tree and said, we want to pluck flowers from there, but it's too high. Sita said, I'll get that Shiva Dhanush. And the girl said, excellent idea. And the ministers were watching. What is going on? Sita enters into the palace. At the age of 6, with her left hand, she lifts that Shiva Dhanush and brings it, pulls the branches down, plucks the flowers, goes and keeps the Shiva Dhanush back. The ministers get heart attack and fall. And they are wondering what is going on. They come and report to Maharaj Janak, that this is what we saw, that Sita at the age of 6 picked up this Shivadhanush in her left hand. And Janak Maharaj looks at them and said, are you guys drunk? How is it possible? It's not possible. Said, we have personally seen. And when Janak Maharaj tries to find more deeply, he understands this has happened. He comes and inquires from Sita. And he says, why did you lift this Shivadhanush? What was the reason? And Sita becomes afraid. And she says, but my dear father, I kept it back safely. And Janak Maharaj is totally bewildered. And he's filled with anxiety. What is Janak Maharaj's anxiety? That Sita's arms are so powerful that she can lift with one hand an entire bow, the Shivadhanush, which needs 5,000 Kshatriyas to lift. How powerful are Sita's arms? If that is how powerful she is, I have to be careful whom I marry her to. Because with such powerful arms, she embraces her husband. He should not become chutney. So the minimum qualification he kept was, the person should be powerful enough to be able to lift this and string it. And so Vishwamitra Muni looks at Ram and says, Vatsa Rama Dhanur Pashya. Go, see this Dhanush. Pashya means go and see. So Ram goes and sees. So what does Vishwamitra actually mean? So there are different categories of sevaks. Alir, Bano, Jyotishika, Stabdi, Bhuta, Kimekaka. So we are all working in teams, we are all working with people, we all keep giving tasks to different people. So there are different categories of people who will respond in different ways. First category, Ali, like a bumblebee, honeybee. They will not stick to one task. You give them some seva, like a honeybee, they'll keep going flower to flower. Because they'll take instruction from one place and they feel, maybe some better instruction I'll get somewhere else. And after they get there, they go to one more. And they keep jumping flower to flower. That is Ali, like a bumblebee. Bano means arrow. They'll come and say, any seva? And we give them the seva. Once we give them the seva, they are released like an arrow. You'll never see them again. They are gone. Then the guy who has shot the arrow has to go and search. Where did the arrow go? Third, Jyotishaka. Third category, you give them seva. And they will say, when you will do? Day after tomorrow. When you ask day after tomorrow, say, one more week. So just like Jyotishi, their seva will get done only in future. Stabdi Bhuta, fourth category, they will come. Any seva, and you tell them, then they keep looking at you as if they are stunned or as if you are joking. Stabdi Bhuta. And then next category, Kimekaka. Kimekaka means you tell them, can you do this seva? Their first question will be, why me? Why not him? He looks more sincere. He's very powerful. I'll tell his glories. So you go, you give the seva to him. So our Mahamantra is, please engage me in your service. But when the seva actually comes, we change it. Please engage him in your service. Preshaka, Preshita, Sarve. And the last category is, as soon as the seva comes, immediately give to somebody else. And then that person gives to somebody else. And you have no idea what is going on. So therefore, what is expected in seva is ekatma bhav. Ekatma bhav is there is total synergy and alignment between the desire of the master and the servant. That alignment is what is expected in Shuddha Bhakti.
బహు పరిశ్రమ చందన రెమునా ఆనిలా ఆనంద బడిలా మనే దుఃఖన గణిలా. When Madhavendra Puri brings all this chandan with great effort and pain, but he does not reflect upon the pain. Ananda badhila. His ecstasy grows. Dukkha na ganila. What's the difference between business and love? Business means you keep account. What's coming in, what's going out, that's business. Love means we don't keep any account of what's coming in or what's going out. We just give, we just serve, we just help, we just care, we just protect, we provide. And that's what Shripad Madhavendra Puri is doing. Dukkha na ganila. Keeping an account of what I did, what we did. Do you know this is how much I did? All of that is a kind of a feeling that I am doing something, and therefore the principle of selflessness is not fully reflected. Right? So, Prabhupada came to one disciple. This disciple was, Prabhupada had established preaching in fantastic places in Europe and some other places. And then he thought, I have done a lot. And I'm constantly preaching here and there and establishing temples. At least now I think I should stay in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is bliss. I will experience, enjoy Brajbhava. And then he thought, even if Prabhupada tells me to go somewhere, I will not immediately accept. Because my spiritual life is struggling. So he sat in Vrindavan. He was supposed to be there for 1 week. He stayed for 2 weeks, 1 month. And then Prabhupada looked at him and said, why are you still here? And he said, Srila Prabhupada, Vrindavan. Vrindavan is so enjoyable. Prabhupada said, Vrindavan is for Krishna's enjoyment. He says, Prabhupada, yes, I am just soaking in. Prabhupada said, you must now go and preach. He said, Srila Prabhupada, I have established preaching in so many powerful places. Where will I go to preach? Everywhere we have established. In Europe, in America, in South America, Africa. Prabhupada said, go to Sri Lanka. So he looked at Prabhupada and his mind started reeling. And he was looking, Sri Lanka. What excuse do I give? He told Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Sri Lanka is a very small country. Prabhupada said, then go to Pakistan. He thought for some time and then looked at Prabhupada and said, I think I'll go to Sri Lanka. So he had no desire, no intention. He goes to Sri Lanka and he meets one of the biggest atheists at that time there, who was head of a rationalist organization. There is a big debate, and based on what he has studied from Srila Prabhupada, he actually defeats that person. And Prabhupada is so pleased, he includes that entire conversation in Life Comes From Life book. And this devotee says, sometimes when we are given an instruction or service, we just feel we can't do it. We just can't do it. I can't do it. But we fail to realize that we are insignificant. Our size is insignificant. Our abilities are insignificant. And therefore our weaknesses are also insignificant. And all we need to do is place ourselves at the lotus feet of the one who is all powerful and all significant, the Supreme Lord Krishna and Ram, via the spiritual master in the Guru Parampara. And the most powerful weakness we experience will be overcome in no time, and success in spiritual life will be guaranteed. That is what Srila Prabhupada mentioned. And so here, this alignment is what Lord Ram is demonstrating. And therefore, Ekadashi Devi, When Lord Vishnu was sleeping, at that time two demons came, and from her nostrils this lady came out. And this lady came and defeated these two demons, killed the two demons. Lord Vishnu woke up and said, "Who are you?" And she said, "You must know, because I came from you." And he said, "You already defeated the demons before I could even tell you what to do." And she said, "That is my privilege and honor to serve you." So Lord Vishnu said, "Since you appeared on the 11th day, you will be known as Ekadashi Devi. And your speciality is, you have Ekatma Bhav with me. You understand my desires and my intentions before even I speak it. And therefore, anyone who performs the Ekadashi Vrata sincerely will be blessed with the power to be able to understand the Master's desire and align and integrate and find harmony and consonance with the Master's desires, and the ability to perform that seva, because the ability to perform seva is a power which is given. It is not based on skill. And therefore, that's what is the importance of performing the Ekadashi Vrata and all the Vratas which we do during the festivals. The purpose of the Upavas or Tapasya during festivals is so that we are blessed with the power to align our desires with the desires of our masters. Because all problems are happening because of the misalignment of those desires. I remember in the late 90s, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was giving an amazing Janmashtami class. Like 4, 5, 6 hours. That was the time when he just started getting into, sharing and distributing Nectarian Katha, Gaur Leela, Gaur Purnima festival for 4 days, 5 days, unlimited Katha. And Janmashtami was like 4, 5 hours. And we were all sitting in the audience, and all of us know Janmashtami means fasting till midnight. And as the Katha was going on, and every 1.5, 2 hours he was asking, "Shall I continue?" Everyone said, "Hari Bol." And finally the Katha ended after 5.5 hours. Then as soon as the Katha ended, the Brahmacharis went into the ashram here, and 4 or 5 of them immediately crashed on the floor, went to sleep and started snoring. I entered. I saw them lying peacefully, blissfully snoring. I got inspired. I also thought, okay, Janmashtami day, I have to conserve energy. So I was just going down to sleep. Radhanath Maharaj entered. And he looked at the scene and said, "What is this?" I said, "Our brahmacharis are conserving their energy. Evening there is a big festival." And Maharaj looked at them and looked at me and said, "I just gave 5 hours of Krishna Leela, and here they are doing Mahavishnu Leela." So the fast, the upavas, is upavas. You come closer. You come closer to whom? Upa means closer. Vas means stay. You come closer means the disciple or the servant comes closer to the master. The disciple comes closer to the guru. We come closer to the will of the Lord and his devotees. That's the idea of upavas, because we invoke the power of Ekadashi Devi. We invoke the power of the spiritual personalities who have appeared on those days, and by their grace and their blessings, we are actually able to do that. Murkhane chakshudra moye bishaya lalas. Vaishnavagya bole kore eteka sahas. Kaviraj Goswami says, I am foolish, I am fallen, I am insignificant, I am a sense gratifier. So someone may say, then why are you attempting to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Vaishnavagya bole kore eteka sahas. On the power of the instruction given by the Vaishnavas. That instruction has the power to penetrate through layers of false ego. It has the power to burn millions and millions of lifetimes of heaps of sinful reactions. It has the power to destroy like a thunderbolt mountains of sin. That's the power of one drop of that grace and instruction which comes as a result of pleasing the great souls. And so he says, Sri Rupa Raghunatha Charaner Eibal Jara Smrite Siddha Hoye Vanchita Sakal. Sri Rup and Raghunath, all these acharyas, they are available for us. The power of bhakti and the power of the tradition of bhakti is that apart from our own insignificant, tottering efforts, every moment we have the ability to cry out, reach out and depend on all the Vaishnavas who are contemporary around us. We can reach out to all the great souls in the past. We can reach out to any spiritual personality and they are all present to share their grace and give us the power to overcome our difficulties and challenges. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying, I am 95 years old. Sheshalilar sutragan korikichu vivaran iha bistarite chitta hoye thake jodi ayushesh bistari balila shesh jodi mahaprabhur kripa hoye. I am writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, but I am including all the Antalila pastimes in this. There doesn't seem to be synergy, symmetry, that you are including something which is going to come at the end, but bringing in points at the middle. Why I am doing this? Because all of you have an asset which I don't have, which is time. When the sun sets and the sun rises, I have no guarantee that when the sun rises, my eyes will open, because I am 95 years old. Sheshalilar sutragan korikichu vivaran. And therefore, I do not want human society to be bereft of the amazing transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya post-sannyas in Jagannath Puri. And even though the Chaitanya Charitamrita may appear to be a little unsymmetrical because of adding points from the Antalila in the Madhyalila, but I'm more concerned about serving society, helping the Vaishnav community, rather than people appreciating my literature as perfect in grammar, perfect in its appearance and the way it should be. Iha vistarite chitta hoye. So therefore, I'm concerned with giving that gift right now. Thake jadi ayushesh vistari balila shesh. And if I live beyond, then I will explain in more detail. Jadi mahaprabhur kripa hoye. Therefore, I have limited asset. What is the limited asset? A limited time, limited energy, limited physical ability. Amibruddha jaratur likhite ka payakar manakichu smarane na hoye. I cannot remember, my hands are trembling. Na dekhiye nayane, I cannot see. Na shuniye shravane, I cannot hear. Tabu likhi ebana vismay. Still, I am able to write. It's astonishing. So therefore, never think that devotional service is dependent on assets. We may have limited assets, but those limited assets should not stop us from actively beginning the process of accessing the Lord's grace. It is not asset dependent, it is attitude dependent. Chaitanya lila ratna sar swarupera bhandar teho thuila raghuna tera kanthe. Kaviraj Goswami says, there was only one person who saw the intimate pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in depth and detail in Jagannath Puri. That was Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, whose associate was Raghunath Das Goswami. He gave all of these wisdom pearls to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Das Goswami kept that in his kantha. Teho thuila raghunathera kanthe. And then the Vaishnav community requested Raghunath Das Goswami, please share these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, which he performed between 1518 to 1534 in Jagannath Puri. We want to hear that from you. Taha ke chuje sunilo, taha iha bistarilo. Whatever I have heard from Das Goswami sitting on the banks of Sri Radha Kun in Vrindavan about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Jagannath Puri, bhakta gana dilu ei bhete, I am simply giving it as a gift to the Vaishnav community, as a service, as a seva. Service, seva is not a burden, it is the greatest privilege. And therefore when Vishwamitra Muni is telling Lord Ram, go and have a look at this dhanush, Lord Ram is in perfect alignment with the desires of Vishwamitra Muni. He understands that pasya means not just you go and see and say, dekh liya. Kaisa hai? Badhiya. How's the bow? Bada hai. Lord Ram understands the inner meaning of go and see. So Lord Ram goes there, and after he goes there, he looks around, seeks the blessings of his guru. He gently holds his left hand on that bow, the Shiva Dhanush. And then in a moment, he lifts it, places his left toe at the bottom of one side, and with the right hand pulls the string down. As he strings it, the entire bow breaks into two with such a deafening sound and roar that everybody in that assembly faints and falls on the ground. And the demigods start showering flowers. And when everyone gets up, they see Ram is standing with the two parts of the bow in each part of his hand. And from the corner of his eye, Lord Ram sees Sita Devi walking with garland in her hands. It is not over. You have clapped prematurely. When Ram looks at Sita, Sita is very eager because she is very excited that at last there is someone powerful enough, strong enough, with power in his arms who can lift and break this bow. Janak is even more excited because Janak was losing hope. So many powerful Kshatriyas had come and tried their hands on that bow, including Ravan. Ravan had failed on that bow. Which means what? Sita's hands were more powerful than. So when Ravan came to kidnap, she could have given one. And all the 10 heads would be rolling. And Ravan could have been finished in Panchavati. But if that happened, what will Kathakars do? So therefore Sita Devi was very merciful. And she wanted the souls to feel for her and pray and develop that deep feelings. And so when Lord Ram looks at Sita coming with this garland, he tells her, wait, my guru Vishwamitra Muni gave me instruction to only evaluate this bow. There was no discussion of a wedding, of a marriage. So therefore, right now, I may have accomplished something great, but accomplishment does not automatically mean that I should have access to all the awards. Without being allowed by the great souls. So therefore, what is important is I need to consult Vishwamitra Muni. Because I came here with Vishwamitra Muni. I am his property. He is going to now instruct me what to do. And suddenly, I cannot just say that as part of this seva, there seems to be some free benefits. No. So when he says this, Chanak Maharaj is disappointed. He thinks, my God, after breaking the bow, is he going to withdraw? And if he withdraws, there is no other bow also to test. The bow is also broken. What will happen? Vishwamitra Muni turns to Janak Maharaj and says, relax. I know Ram. He is embodiment of integrity. He is an embodiment of integrity. Therefore, many people in Kali Yuga just find it difficult to comprehend Ramayana. Because they feel, arey, ye to impractical hai. Chance mil raha tha na. Should take it. And Hanumanji tells Sita Devi, jump on my back. You jump on my back and then I'll jump back straight to Kishkindha. Within moments, you will be with Ram. You are back with Ram. That's the end of Ramayana. You are suffering will end. Just jump on my back and we'll go. So anybody in Kali Yuga is a perfect idea. she should accept it. But Sita Devi rejects. She says, if I am on your back, I look at the ocean below, I may get nervous, I'll fall down. Hanumanji says, the ocean is your father. You came from ocean, Lakshmi Devi. Then she says, oh, you are Parapurush. Hanumanji says, I am like your son. Son can lift the mother. What is the problem? Then she says, your size doesn't seem too big. Can you confront the Rakshasas? Hanumanji suddenly grows and hits the sky and turns back to the normal size. What do you think? She says, wow, size-wise, no problem. She only says, I have one curiosity. What is your actual size? Because you are constantly changing your sizes. Do you have an original size? And then finally, Sita Devi says that actually the reason I will not come is I want to preserve the dignity and the reputation of my husband Ram. Why? Future generations, when they talk about my kidnapping, they will say, what was Sita's life? A Rakshasa kidnapped Sita and a Vanara saved her. What was the husband doing? So therefore they may cast aspersions. And therefore, I want to make sure that Lord Ram personally comes. And I will wait for that. Secondly, people in this world, when they go through problems, they always have confidence and their first default reaction and solution is use intelligence. I'm in a difficulty. Let me use an idea and resolve it. Let me solve the problem using an idea. And always we try to solve something using some idea. So Sita says to Hanumanji, I want people to know that there will be occasions and there will be situations in life where in spite of the best kind of intelligence you use, you will not find a solution. Why? Because problems can be solved, but calamity can only be tolerated. When we say problems, you solve or manage the problem, but crisis and calamity can neither be solved nor managed. They simply need to be tolerated. you have to resort to prayer and dependence. And therefore the Shastras are not dealing with just problems. Shastras are not giving us hints how to manage and solve. That comes within the realm of material knowledge. The Shastra is dealing with crisis and calamity which are irreversible, which cannot be changed, which cannot be solved, which cannot be managed. They need to be tolerated, dealt with dignity, maturity, and discrimination. Tasyaiva meghasya paravaresho vyasakta chittasya griheshu abhikshnam nirvedamolo dvijashaparupo yatra prasakto bhayamashudhate. Maharaj Parikshit says, I have been cursed to die in 7 days and 7 nights. The curse cannot be reversed. What can be done? You can't manage the curse. You can't solve the curse. It's already there. It's a crisis. It's a calamity. But I welcome this because it's an opportunity for me to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Nirvedamolo dvijaparupo yatra prasakto bhayam ashudatte. As a result of this bhaya, of this fear, I am forced to take deeper shelter of the Supreme Lord in bhakti. And that's what is the whole idea of transcendental devotional service. So therefore Sita Devi says, there are occasions when we need to simply depend on that Supreme Lord and take His shelter and chant His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And otherwise, we will start feeling, oh, this crisis happened, this problem happened. Things did not work out the way we expected. How many of you have that experience? Things don't work out the way you expect. So when you start thinking like that, your enthusiasm gets dampened. And therefore, Sita says, I want to demonstrate for all time to come that in human form of life, you have to prepare yourself for those situations where things will not work out the way you expect in spite of your best planning. And when things don't work out, you depend on the Supreme and pray to Him. I want future generations to have that sense of dependence on that Supreme Lord. Like in 2009 Mayapur Yatra, we had just started the kitchen in 2008 in Vrindavan. And in the 2009 Yatra, devotees, you know, came and started giving feedbacks that your breakfast is very boring. One day poha, next day upma, again poha, again upma. It's like the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Poha, upma, poha, upma. What is this? So I said, what do you want? He said, are pav bhaji. Majority of people are from Mumbai. What is this? Pav bhaji should be. I said, are you crazy? For so many people, why we should be making all of that? Simple living, high thinking. So then this, a few of them were standing and they looked at me and said, are Prabhu, aap to kuch bhi kar sakte hai. And I got trapped. So I said, okay, let's have, you know, pav bhaji. I didn't consult the other team members too much. You know, ordered pav in Govinda's in Kolkata. And then on the day, in the morning, 4 o'clock, I entered the kitchen, called this devotee who was with the, you know, truck which was bringing the pav from Kolkata. They made fresh previous night. It was coming all night. That night was Kali Puja and there was huge traffic jam. And this truck got stuck somewhere. So when I called this person, he didn't reveal where he was. All I asked was, are you coming on time? He said, are you depend on Krishna and go ahead. I said, you'll reach or not? Are tana prashna kyon puchta? Start karo. So I started, but he was stuck. And at 7 o'clock, bhaji was ready. It went on the counter. Public came on time. Prasadam, everybody's on time. Sometimes they are before time. So there was a long line and the line went till the road. You know, from the Gada building till the road. And I got nervous. I locked myself in the kitchen. And people came in and said, what is the menu? I said, bread and jam. What jam? I said, traffic jam. When you don't have anything to share, all you can share is jokes to keep the tempers down. And then when I said, you know, this is the problem, we are waiting for the pav, this, that, people started, arey, do pav par khade, ek pav nahi mil raha. What is going on? Then the truck finally came half an hour late. Only half an hour. But that half an hour was like a full yuga for me. When it came, this devotee was sitting. He saw that right at the gate, the line is there. So he asked the last person was standing practically on the road. That what is this? What is this line all about? And that devotee who was standing, he said, Suna hai Kolkata se paav aa raha hai. This guy was sitting next to the driver. He told the driver, Main Ganga snan ke liye ja raha hu. Because he thought if I come in, people will beat me up or something. And then after that, everybody started, you know, criticizing and giving feedback. And many of the team members said, are you taking independent decisions and this and that? Let's stop this whole thing. So we tend to go into extreme. When the problems happen, then the mind has a tendency to do three things. The mind says, this problem is personal. You are at fault. The mind says, it is pervasive. Whatever you do, it is always a problem. And this problem is permanent. It cannot be resolved. So then a person goes into anxiety and depression and loses ability to comprehend things. So Sita Devi is saying, I am in a difficult situation. I am in a helpless situation. But although I am in a helpless situation, I am not hopeless. And that's what Ramayana is teaching, that we can be in the most helpless situation because circumstances and the nature of circumstances, it makes us helpless. But in the midst of helplessness, we should never become hopeless. And Sita Devi tells Hanumanji, my hope is Lord Ram. And I'm fully convinced Lord Ram will come, help me, deliver me. And the souls in future also should have that conviction. For that sake, I want to go through that austerity of going through the pain here. Because many of the problems we go through have multiple effects, not just for us, but for others also. And Sugriv was explaining the entire creation in total detail, that in north, there is mountain here on the east. There are oceans here on the west. There are valleys here. Lord Ram looked at Sugriva and said, you are like a walking GPS. How do you know the entire creation in such detail and depth? And Sugriva said, when Vali was chasing me all over the universe, I was looking for places to hide. And because I was so fearful, I was looking at the places very intensely because I could not take a chance. Because if I hide in the wrong place, Vali will find me. The intensity and the absorption with which I studied the entire universe, searching for a place to hide from Vali, it created permanent impression in memory. That time, I was thinking it is misery, but I am happy. That experience of misery is now helping me in your service, my dear Lord. Therefore, that vipatti has now become my sampatti. Mahavipattau samsare yah smaret Madhusudana vipattau tasya sampatti bhavet ityah Shankara. In the midst of great vipatti, when one remembers the Supreme Lord, that vipatti becomes that person's sampatti. And that's for Sita Devi tells Hanumanji one more reason. It's not only we want the souls to depend on Lord in their biggest crisis and calamity, but what will happen to all the other queen, all the other apsaras and ladies who have been kidnapped by Ravana cruelly against their will and kept in Lanka? If I jump on your back and I escape, I will escape. But what about those ladies? Sundari Raghunathasya Surastri Dukkha Shantaye Dashananasya Bhavane Dashamasan Niveshayan. For 10 months, Sita Devi was going through this challenging situation, but she wanted Lord Ram to come and not only save her, but also save all the other ladies, because she was in a mood of selflessness. So therefore, here, when Lord Ram comes to Vishwamitra Muni, Vishwamitra Muni looks at Ram and says, "Let us go and take blessings of your father Dasharatha Maharaj." And they go and take the blessings, and in this way, the entire wedding is orchestrated. Dasharatha Maharaj comes with the Ayodhya Vasis, and the whole line of Ayodhya Vasis is right from Mithila till Ayodhya. It's an uninterrupted line of people coming to celebrate. Lord Ram is standing with garland in his hands. Sita is standing with garlands in her hands. And Janak Maharaj looks at Ram and says, "Iyam Sita Mama Suta." This is Sita, my daughter. So the Acharya says, why is Janak Maharaj specifically saying, "This is my daughter"? Everybody knows. You know, what is the need to introduce like this? So Janak Maharaj again and again is telling Ram, "My dear Ram, this is my Sita here." So the Acharyas say, Janak Maharaj had a fear. What was his fear? Lord Ram was so enchanted by the beauty of Sita that whichever direction Ram was seeing, every lady appeared like Sita only. He could not see anything but Sita. So Janak Maharaj was now afraid that Ram should not put garland somewhere else, thinking Sita is here, saying, "Ayam Sita Mama Suta. Sita is here. Make sure you put the garland here." So Sita is standing. Ram is tall. Sita is not able to reach to his shoulders. So she is standing there. Ram is not willing to bend. You know, he is standing there. And she is standing there. They keep looking at each other. Janak Maharaj again is in anxiety that there are so many challenges to this wedding. And he is thinking now things should not break down because of height. And he's worrying and wondering. At that time, Lakshman realizes, and Lakshman falls at the feet of Lord Ram. Lord Ram bends to accept Lakshman's obeisance. And as soon as Ram bends, Sita puts the garland, and the marriage of Sita and Ram happens. So therefore, Dasharatha Maharaj originally was in great distress. Why is Vishwamitra Muni taking my son Ram from me? He did not realize that Vishwamitra Muni was the instrument sent by Ram to fulfill Dasharatha's desire only. And what was Dasharatha's desire? Because when Ram became 12 years of age, Dasharatha Maharaj started praying, "My dear Lord, please help organize my son's marriage." So it was whose prayer? Dasharatha Maharaj was praying, "Please orchestrate my son's marriage." So many times we pray. You have all come and in front of Radha Gopinath you will be praying. But when we pray, many times we do not expect the answers to the prayer manifest in the way we expect. And therefore, the Lord is hearing the prayer. We pray, and then next day something happens, and when we start thinking, "I prayed something else is coming." So Dasharatha Maharaj prayed that my son should get married, and Vishwamitra Muni comes and says, "I want your son to fight for me and kill the demons at night." Dasharatha is thinking, "Are marriage, Baba? My prayer was for marriage. And here is someone coming, taking my son away in middle of a forest and fight against him. There is no connection. We cannot find the connection because we are already disconnected from the spiritual world. We are disconnected from our habits also. We are disconnected everywhere. And therefore, We need connection, and that's what Srila Prabhupada has done by establishing ISKCON, so that we can come in and get connected to Krishna and to ourselves and to our life's purpose and mission. It is only Krishna who can help us understand that everything is connected. And it takes time to realize that. When Hanumanji destroyed the entire Ashok Vatika, killed Akshay Kumar, and then Indrajit captures him and brings him in front of Ravana. And Ravana is looking, monkey can create so much of havoc, and he killed my son, and Ravana is in angry mood. And he declares, I will kill this monkey, kill this. And then Vibhishan speaks up, says, no. He has come as a duta. You know, a messenger cannot be killed. Messenger can only be harmed within in his body, limbs. So Ravan says, monkeys are very proud of their tail. Burn their tail. So Vibhishan is the one who tells, don't kill. You know, burning tail is fine. And as a result of the tail being burned, Hanumanji goes around and burns the whole of Lanka. So this was the biggest trauma for Ravan, that one monkey burnt my entire city, built with so much of effort. And that trauma was such that after the Lanka was burnt, when Ravana went to embrace Mandodari, he jumped back and Mandodari said, what happened? And Ravan said, I can smell some burning sensation from your hair also. Mandodari said, my hair is not on fire. But Ravana said, I'm in so much of shock, I see fire everywhere. So at that time, Vibhishan was protesting that we should surrender Sita back to Ram. And Ravan did not agree. And Ravan told Vibhishan to get out. And Vibhishan himself took that sankalpa. Pradiyatam Dasharathaya Maithili. Give Maithili back to Dasharatha, to Ram. But because he did not agree, he left. So the Acharya said, why did Ravana leave Vibhishan alive? He could have killed him. Ravana deliberately left Vibhishan alive. Why? Because Ravana thought, Vibhishan gave me advice to not kill Hanuman, to kill that Vanara. And so we burned the tail, and as a result, whole Lanka was burned. So the wrong advice of Vibhishan destroyed Lanka. If Vibhishan goes to Ram and becomes his advisor, there are high chances it will destroy Ram also. So as a part of my strategy, I bless Vibhishan, go to Ram. But he did not realize that what Ravana could not achieve by cutting his 10 heads in front of Lord Shiva, Vibhishan achieved by bowing his one head in front of Lord Ram. And therefore, Lord Ram says, Sakrudeva prapanno yastava asmi itiyache, abhayam sarvada tasmai dadam yetadvartam mama. If someone comes to me and says, even once, my dear Lord, I am yours, I will give that person abhayadan, fearlessness for eternity. And therefore, Lord Ram represents this integrity. And when there is lack of integrity, Lord here in the second canto has appeared as Buddha in order to reset the anomalies which have happened. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, and the application of that Shastra, all of them have to be in synergy. So we are very fortunate that we have this beautiful association of devotees by which we can practice the process, apply the philosophy, and understand the experience of Krishna consciousness. We can actually create intensity in our sadhana, consistency in our seva, and sensitivity in our relationships and dealings. And therefore, Thakur Haridas, by chanting the holy names, experienced this. And so Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Maya dasi prema mage ithe ki vismay sadhu kripa nama bina prema na janmay. When Maya dasi, Maya Devi came to test Thakur Haridas, she became dasi. And she started begging for prema. Ithe ki vismay, what is so astonishing in this? Sadhu kripa nama bina prema na janmay. If you are hankering for prema bhakti, we need the grace of the sadhus. We need the grace and the mercy and the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. And we need nama, harinama, shuddha nama. Bhajanera madhya sreshta navavida bhakti, krishna prema krishna vite dhore mahashakti. The navavida bhakti is the process by which we indulge in bhajan. Tara madhya sarva sreshta nama sankirtan nirapadha nama loile pai premadhan. The offenseless chanting of the holy name and the grace of the sadhus, which comes as a result of offenseless dealings. So offenseless chanting and offenseless dealing will ultimately open the doors for unlimited love and devotion to manifest in our heart. And His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada has given us that golden opportunity of connecting with the golden avatar by chanting the golden mantra for this age of Kali, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, as inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, propagated globally by Srila Prabhupada from 1966 to 77. In 11 years, he established 108 temples all over the world, and today ISKCON has more than 1,000 temples across the world and distributed 55 crore Bhagavad Gita. So we should count our fortune. We should remain grateful for what we have received and try to apply it in our life and share this fortune with others and make our human form of life successful. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.